May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I am so grateful to Chris and the people of Grace Church for the invitation to come and be with you on this Deacon Sunday. Our bishops have set aside today as an awareness vocation to the diaconate and to the priesthood day. As many of you know that I was raised up from this parish for ordained ministry to the diaconate 8 years ago yesterday. It has been a wonderful gift from God that God has given me my vocation to the diaconate to be a bridge builder, to bring the concerns of our world to the church and bring answers back to the world. Deacons have a wonderful opportunity where we stand in two different worlds. We have one foot in the church and we have one foot in the world. For this parish to ordain ministry for the diaconate, the bridge builders to bring the concerns of our church to the world and to bring an awareness back to the church. Deacons have the ability to have double vocation to the diaconate and to their lives. We have worked in secular work as well as in parochial work. I myself work in the hospital system, have been doing that for the last 20 years. But I also work as a deacon with the LGBT community in young adults at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Foxborough. Deacons are assigned to parishes for a 3-year period. We are under the direction of Bishop Gale. A deacon is sent to a parish as a representative of the bishops. As recently, deacons now have a great opportunity that we did not have when I was first ordained. Deacons can do baptisms and funerals and weddings. However, be very clear, deacons do not do consecration of the Eucharist. That is reserved to the priest. And most important, we do not do deacon's mass. You know how many times I'm asked that. Can you do communion when the rector is away? Can you consecrate communion when the rector is away? And our bishops have been very vocal about that. And they said, no, absolutely not. It is not my vocation. It is not my calling. My vocation is to work side by side with a priest of the parish. It has been a very special ministry and role in the liturgy, from setting the altar, from proclaiming the gospel, from doing baptisms, weddings, and funerals. And working a full-time job, that keeps me busy. The formation of the deacon is a 5-year program, once a weekend, monthly for Friday night, Saturday all day, and Sunday half a day in the formation program. We learned about scripture, about constitutions and canons, and about our church, but most important, we build community. Community that seminarians to the priesthood don't have the ability to build. Most of the time, we hear from colleagues of mine who say, deacons' formation is a wonderful calling. You guys have a great way to build community to stay together and to worship together. My community, my group is of seven. We are known in the diocese as the Magnificent Seven. We were seven people that started together 8 years ago, and we were seven ordained, and we seven get together every so often to build that community that we started in our formation. Deacon formation and deacon training in the call to the diaconate costs something. It costs discipleship. It costs giving up some things on a once a month Friday night to Sunday. It costs going out in, you know, in having your life the way it used to be. You're assigned to a parish every Sunday. In there, every Sunday, you're at their parish. However, let me say here that deacons do not get paid. It's the common mistake that I hear from people. Well, how much do you get paid? And my comment to them is, zero from zero is zero. So my vocation is a call, but it's not a stipendary call. Oh, I don't get paid. I get paid in other ways. I get paid with the love of the risen one. I get paid every time I meet someone in our streets. I get paid every time I come in contact with a homeless person, or with a person dying, or with a person, an LGBT person who has been kicked out of their house or out of the church for one reason or another. That is the time that I get a reward. I get a reward because I see the face of the living one. I see the face of the living Christ in them. I reach out and I touch them. I can feel that power of the risen Christ in their hands. Religious life, as well as ordained ministry, is a call. There are other ministries and calls in our church. And there are other vocations. Married life is a vocation. Lay ministry is a vocation. But diaconate and priesthood are very special vocations that God has given to us to continue his work on earth, to continue his work amongst the people of God whom society has forgotten. But again, I want to make no mistake, friends, that it will cost you. It costs Christ. It costs Christ to be a follower of his. And it will cost you, whether you go to seminary for 5 years or 4 years, or whether you go into the diaconate, you will have to give up something. And your life will not ever be the same. Once you have answered Christ, and you have answered in yes, that life, your life, will change. I can guarantee you that. My vocation came about in a very strange way. God and I have had this fight going on back and forth where I kept saying, no, you're not calling me. I'm not doing this. It's not me. And when we played tug of war, we went back and forth, back and forth. At one point, I got so tired, I said, do with me as you will. So we know, in my case, well, who has won? God has won, and I had lost. So I follow the call. It was not always easy. School for me does not come easy, and so it was at times trying, and at times saying, why me? Why am I doing this? Why are you calling me? There are other people that are more educated, that are more qualified than I. Why are you touching me? Why are you calling me? But God says, I have a plan for your life, and you will follow me. So here I am, 8 years later, ordained as a deacon, and it's been a wonderful vocation. It's been a wonderful journey, only because I said yes. How many of you out there are feeling a call to ordained ministry, whether to the priesthood or to the diaconate, to lay ministry, to married ministry? How many of you are out there feeling this call and, like me, were afraid to commit and afraid to say yes? Don't be afraid. Trust in God and trust in His Word. He will lead you. And if it is a call from God, you will not win. I can guarantee you that. I've tried it, and it was not successful. I also belong to a religious community in the Episcopal Church, and there are religious communities in the Episcopal Churches. I'm often asked that there is not. We don't have any religious communities. That's a Roman thing. Unfortunately, we do have religious communities in the Episcopal Church. I belong to a community called the Brotherhood of St. Gregory. We are a religious community of men founded in the 60s in living a life of, you know, poverty, in living a life of chastity, not celibacy, in obedience to the church and to the world. So, is God calling you, is my question that I want to leave with you today. Is God calling you to ordain ministry? If yes, are you willing to say yes? If yes, are you willing to make that commitment and take that journey? It's not going to be easy, but you are going to be rewarded for it. So, my brothers and sisters, I would like to leave with you. Just be vulnerable. Be vulnerable to God. Be vulnerable to Christ. Because you will not win if it's a calling from Him. I will be around today. You can contact your Chris here at the parish if you're interested in learning more about the diaconate and about the priesthood in religious life. And if you want to look at the video that the diocese did, go into the diocesan website in YouTube and run the video. They have put a video together on what deacons are and are not, what deacons' call into ministry is and is not. And you will see some of the deacons that have been ordained longer before me talk about what their vocation is and what the vocation of the church is. So my brothers, I leave you in again. Pray about where God is walking you to. Pray about what God is telling you, heart. And yes, say yes. And because a long run, God wins, and we don't. Amen. Amen.